You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along once again to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. It's Saturday, September the 16th, and I'm Andy Holding, looking at the final day of the Listowel Harvest Festival, where we've got eight races once again for you, all in the National Hunt sphere this time. Of course, we've had mixed meetings throughout the remainder of the week, but it's the National Hunt Boys which take centre stage. My two best bets come in the middle of the card, in the 250 and 325 respectively. But we have got plenty of other very decent action for you here today. Small but select fields, one would have to suggest. And once again, we're due to be run on heavy ground.
Race one.
We begin with the 140, which is a two-mile maiden hurdle. Now, up to now, Big Ben has been fairly consistent, as you can see by his form figures, but he was a little bit disappointing, one would have to say, last time out at Kilbeggan, when he didn't really find much in the latter stages. And given that the ground was on the testing sign there, and of course at Galway, when once again he didn't quite get home, there's every chance that he might just struggle up against Willie Mullins' unraced four-year-old McKitterix, who's having his debut for the Willie Mullins stable. Now, given that this horse has got plenty of soft ground form in the French provinces, there's a good chance that he'll handle conditions better than the second favourite here. One would imagine that he would have scored really well. Of course, Willie Mullins doesn't send anything to the racetrack, which hasn't been. So with that in mind, odds are around about 4-5, 8-11 this morning, could easily come under attack up against what, in all intents and purposes, is a fairly weakish set of opponents.
Race two.
On to the 215 then, which is probably the best race on the card, quality-wise. We've got a really nice individual here from the Willie Mullins stable called Manila Bow, who won quite impressively on his hurdling debut at Galway back in August, beating a horse called Turbo Jet, who absolutely trotted up here yesterday in a maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles. So that form has definitely stood the test of time. The only problem is he's never raced on ground as bad as what he's going to encounter this afternoon. So odds at 4-5 don't really make too much appeal to me. Neither do those odds for Houses of Parliament, because he also might struggle on the ground. His victory last time out at Galway came at the main expense of Morgan, who I feel as though is very much the value bet here at 7-2 this morning. Gordon Elliott's charge has got plenty of form throughout the winter on a soft or heavy ground surface. He stays really well, he's honest, and he's got this Chris Meehan on board, the £7 conditional, who I do rate quite highly. So although he's got a little bit to find strictly on the form with Joseph O'Brien's charge, I expect him to come good here, or certainly turn around that form anyway with Houses of Parliament, and certainly put it up to Manila Bow. And I'll make him a really good bet around about the 7-2 mark. In fact, I think we should back him each way, because with two places on offer, it's hard to see him not either winning or finishing second, given that the front two in the market might just struggle on the ground.
Race number three.
On to the 250 then, which is where one of my best bets of the day lies, in the shape of Queen Kalanisi from the Patrick Neville Stable. Now, this horse was a creditable third here just the other day. And for very good listeners to the podcast, will know that the form of that race has worked out really well, because the winner, Silver Planter, and more predominantly, Gold Smoker, was fourth, finished fourth and first and third in a very competitive race here yesterday, thus boosting that form line. That was the time figure of that mare's only race on the Sunday, which is very much the thing to concentrate on, because not only did they record a very fast overall, but the final circuit was very much on a par with the Game Changer, who's rated 140. Now, for horses rated in the 80s to be running that fast over 2.5 miles, it certainly suggests that that form is about as solid as you could get. Cheek Piece is going for the first time from this mare. And with Adam Short to take a valuable 7 off, I do think this horse is almost certain to be there or thereabouts. And odds around about 13-2, 7-1 this morning. We should not look a gift horse in the mouth there and go with Queen Kalanisi strongly each way in race number 3.
Race 4.
On to race 4 then, the 3.25, and one of the most profitable routes to success this week has been back horses that have got previous form already at the festival. Look no further than Highway Fling in this particular contest, because he won a flat race here 2 days ago in pretty decisive fashion, beating Ocklahale Boy and Nelson Road in quite comfortable style. He travelled really well throughout that race. He stayed in very strongly. And if you add that off the back of two very good races over hurdles prior to that, at Punchestown and Galway Festivals respectively, you can see that this horse has got a very good profile coming into this race. Fitness obviously not an issue, track form not an issue. Everything looks set fair there for Gavin Cromwell's Highland Fling to do the business again in that 3.25.
Race 5.
On to the 4 o'clock then, and quite a competitive looking handicap chase, one would have to say. But as I've said on previous podcasts throughout the week, I'm going to stick with a horse who's already run well here at this meeting early on in the week. And I can say I thought ran especially well the other day against a very old handicapped horse of Willie Mullins's called Ben Button. He made the running in traditional fashion on that occasion. And although he was just picked off late on, I like the fact that the first three were 15 lengths clear of the fourth, suggesting that we're dealing with a decent bunch of horses. And that's not for the first time that John Ryan's Charge has run well at this track. He's actually finished placed on every single time that he's shipped up here. He's got some good form as well in the Novice Chase Fair. Don't forget he was up against the likes of Peregrine Run, Conrad Hastings and Rathvinden last time we saw him over the larger obstacles. And there's definitely nothing of that nature in this race here today. So at 15-2, top price of William Hill, I suggest we back the 7-year-old I Can Say Each Way in race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to the 4.35 then. Small but select field, got a post here. But I'm very keen here on Patrick Neville's bottom weight here, Tulpar, who's got a very good record when fresh. Off the back of a 321-day layoff on its first start last season, this horse rallied quite strongly to get up in the shadow of the post. And I thought he did absolutely nothing wrong on his three races subsequently, all on soft or heavy ground, which is the key to this horse. So there's a good chance that this horse will be very difficult to catch with freshness on his side. And basically up against a bunch of opponents who've got quite a few questions to prove, such as Marches Marconi and Killiney Court, to name but a few. So Tulpar, quite a confident choice there, going really well there in the 4.35.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate contest, and this looks to be a straight match on paper between Rathvinden and Three Wise Men. And I'm going to go with Willie Mullins' Charge to get back on track. He probably just found the quickest ground counting against him last time out against two sharper horses in the shape of Peregrine Run and Conrad Hastings when last seen. But prior to that, he'd won a Grade 3 chase at the Galway Festival, beating, of course, Potter's Point, who advertised the form with a win in the Kerry National. With the ground on his side, I'd just slightly favour him over Three Wise Men, who was a good winner when last seen at the Galway Festival on a decent surface. But I'm really keen here on Rathvinden, and hopefully he can get back on track.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and we've got a short prize favourite trained by Willie Mullins, surprise, surprise, and a bumper in the shape of Brahma Bull. But he might not have it all his own way against a really impressive mare from the Michael Hourigan stable, who quickened up incredibly well the other day to win here at this track. So much so that she put 6.5 lengths distance between herself and a very nice horse of Willie Mullins. He's called Fabulous Saga, who's gone on to win a couple of races over hurdles subsequently. And I do really rate Fabulous Saga. And this horse completely left that individual for dead. Back in third with Mischievous Max, who also ran well early on in the week in a very competitive handicap, finishing second behind the very well handicapped Lagos de Vegas. So all in all, even though that horse was a 50-1 shot, there didn't appear to be any fluke about it. Soft ground won't inconvenience it. We obviously know it goes well at the track. And with Lisa Hourigan on board again, I'd expect Hum Baby to put it up to the front two in the market in the final contest. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. The Irish racing scene takes a break tomorrow because there's only two domestic meetings, but we're back on track from Galway on Monday where we've got a 7-race jump card. So hopefully you can tune in for that then, beginning at 2:25. Until then, it's bye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.